الحمد لله العليم الخبير المتقن نظام العالم بلا معين ونصير، فسبحان الله الذي حكمته بالغة وعلمه غزير ونعمه واصلة إلى كل صغير وكبير. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في نقير ولا قطمير، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي هدانا بكتاب منير ودعانا إلى الله بالإنذار والتبشير، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ما دامت الكواكب تسير. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ولا تركنوا إلى الذين ظلموا فتمسكم النار وما لكم من دون الله من أولياء ثم لا تنصرون. صدق الله العظيم. Honorable scholars, respected brothers, friends and elders, in the concluding verses of chapter 11, Surah Hud in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكُلًّا نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرُّسُلِ مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. And O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we narrate to you from the tales and the stories and the happenings of the prophets that preceded you, ma by virtue of which nuthabbitu bihi fuadak, we give strength, comfort to your blessed chest and bosom. In Bayan al-Quran, under this ayah it is written, dalla على أن لقصص المقبولين تأثيرة في القلوب تثبيتا وتقوية وتنشيطا. دل على أن لقصص المقبولين تأثيرة في القلوب تثبيتا وتقوية وتنشيطا. ومن ثم اهتم القوم سرد حكايات الأولياء. This ayah teaches us that the tales, the narratives, the episodes, and the happenings of the pious is one of the most effective ways to keep a person spiritually aligned and energized. From the Quran we learn it. So you say, you know what, my spirituality dips, I can't sustain my momentum. And lately I've been harping about this year, in the recent past we've seen how many people passed away. You come at the graveyard, and this is my question to you, my brother, and to myself, and you see father and son buried next to each other, and so many thoughts cross your mind, and you gripped, you consumed, you riveted. My question is, that reflection that grips you when you're standing and seeing young and old assemble next to each other in the graveyard, how long do you sustain that reflection? Or is it to walk in the mall and exit from the other place and it's all watered down, it's all diluted? So with that focus at mind, I want to share with you today the advisors of one of the great scholars of all times, and that was none other than Muhammad bin Wasi' al-Azdi rahimahullah. Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi referred to him as Zainul Quran, the beauty of Quran. Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi said, lil umara'i qurra wa lil aghniya'i qurra wa inna Muhammad lamin qurra'i rahman. Some people are local reciters, some are international reciters, some read for rulers, some read for kings, and then you get the likes of Muhammad bin Wasi', whose recitation is exclusive for Allah. Qutaybah ibn Muslim al-Bahili rahimahullah used to say, Isba'u Muhammad ahabbu ilayya min alfi sayfin yahmiluha alfu shabbin. Qutaybah ibn Muslim al-Bahili rahimahullah used to say, the finger of Muhammad bin Wasi' can do more magic charisma to this ummah than 1,000 swords in the hands of 1,000 youth. Someone said, كنت إذا وهنت في العبادة وكسلت في العبادة نظرت إلى محمد فتنشدت في العبادة أسابيع. Whenever I used to have a spiritual dip and I just don't have that drive and I don't have that energy and I don't have that ecstasy in my ibadah, then a cursory glance, just looking at Muhammad bin Wasi' rahimahullah, would spiritually boost me for weeks on end. Can you imagine the richness of these individuals, that what spirituality they were transmitting, what goodness they were transmitting, that a glance at him and I would feel so energized. So Muhammad bin Wasi' rahimullah, and by the way, the noble companions, may Allah be pleased with them, I marvel that they used to listen to the accomplishments, the feat and the accolades of each other to motivate themselves. And you would be more surprised to know that despite their internal differences, they paid tribute to each other by listening to the achievements of each other. When Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu passed away, Muawiyah radiallahu anhu asked Dirar bin Damura al-Kinani, Sifli Aliya, tell me about Ali. Ali radiallahu anhu ki yaad kuch taza karo. And just as a side note, I often say, the Sahaba's hearts were more united amidst their difference of views than our hearts can be united when we have consensus of views. When you and I agree on a point, we're both on one page in terms of my outlook, my vision, my approach. Our hearts are not so united as united the hearts of Sahaba were when they differed on a view. And I add by saying, Sahaba were more conscious of death in their marriages than we are of death in our funerals. A Sahabi in a wedding set up was more conscious of mort than we can think of death when we are in a funeral. I've been saying in my talks recently, one is you visit an area of reflection and it stimulates thought. And one is an area of reflection visits you. وَإِنَّهَا لَبِسَبِيلٍ مُقِيمٍ وَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مُصْبِحِينَ وَبِاللَّيْلِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ وَلَقَدْ أَتَوْا عَلَى الْقَرْيَةِ الَّتِي أُمْطِرَتْ مَطَرَ السَّوْءِ أَفَلَمْ يَكُونُوا يَرَوْنَهَا. It will take up an hour. Allah says, you are going to Syria, telling the people of Makkah, you are traveling to your economic hub. You have to pass the ruins of the previous nations. You don't have to detour also. It falls in the dead center of your journey. You still don't think? If I don't want to go into that whole incident, it will take a lot of time. So anyway, Muhammad bin Wasi', remember the ayat, people are saying, how do you keep yourself spiritually energized? Well, here's the ayat. دَلَّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ لِقِصَصِ الْمَقْبُولِينَ تَأْثِيرَةٌ فِي الْقُلُوبِ تَثْبِيتًا وَتَقْوِيَةً وَتَنْشِيطًا. The more you read of those who spend their lives with meaning, with value, the more it will stimulate you, the more it will stimulate me. So Muhammad bin Wasi' rahimahullah was sitting by Bilal ibn Abi Burayda. وبلال يوم إذن في حشمه وخدمه. Bilal was a man in the lap of luxury, affluence, opulence, flamboyance. Life was happening. It was happening. It's all going as planned, as anticipated, as people would dream and hope for a life. It's happening. And it's extremely hot. وعنده الثلج. And he's got some chilled water by him, which at that time was a privilege because many could not afford it. So inevitably at some point, may Allah protect me, may Allah guide one and all, and we all need advice. And I can say it frankly, because I am in my own capacity learning. Just 2 weeks ago I was giving a talk, and while I was giving the talk, inadvertently my hand slipped in my pocket, and when I came out, may Allah bless my father, immediately he rebuked me. Immediately, this was 2 weeks ago. Dikra, that was very proud of you. And I said, Jazakallah, Baba. Jazakallah. I didn't realize it. I was just so casual. I was driving a message. But I didn't realize how I was being viewed or how I was carrying myself. And may Allah guide me, may Allah guide you. We are learning all the time. The problem is serious when we think we reach a point and we know it all. Musa alayhi salam stood up and he was delivering an address. قَامَ مُوسَى خَطِيبًا فِي بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. And as he was giving the talk, somebody asked him, مَنْ أَعْلَمُ النَّاسِ? Oh Musa, who's the most learned? He said, me, أَنَا. Which academically is correct. فَعَتَبَ اللَّهُ عَلَى مُوسَى, the hadith of Bukhari, إِذْ لَمْ يَرُدَّ الْعِلْمَ إِلَيْهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then reproached Musa alayhi salam because he did not direct knowledge to Allah. I don't want to go into all the academic explanation. In Bayanul Quran it is written, Allah then tasked Musa alayhi salam to go to the confluence of the two oceans, the junction of the two waters, to meet with Khadir, لِتَعْلِيمِ الْإِحْتِيَاطِ فِي الْكَلَامِ. لتعليم الاحتياط في الكلام. Read the words there. The reason why Allah made Sayyidina Musa embark on this journey to go to this location, to meet with this person, to impress upon Musa alayhi salam the importance of exercising caution when speaking. How casually we talk. We don't realize what we say. And we don't realize our body language. So, Bilal ibn Abi Burayda asked Muhammad bin Wasi', كَيْفَ تَرَى بَيْتَنَا? What's your opinion on my house? My palace, my decor, my architecture, my location, my view, my aesthetics. What's your opinion on my house? Now look at the words of this great scholar. He said, إِنَّ بَيْتَكَ لَطَيِّبْ وَالْجَنَّةُ أَطْيَبْ مِنْهُ. إِنَّ بَيْتَكَ لَطَيِّبْ وَالْجَنَّةُ أَطْيَبْ مِنْهُ وَذِكْرُ النَّارِ يُلْهِي عَنْهُ. Your home is nice, but Jannah is way more attractive than your house. And if you start thinking of the blazing flames of hell, you'll have less time to rave about your worldly abode. إِنَّ بَيْتَكَ لَطَيِّبْ. Your house is okay, it's fine, it's average, it's mediocre, it's common. وَالْجَنَّةُ أَطْيَبْ مِنْهُ. So in a verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this world is like rain that comes down and then it mixes with the herbs and then it grows and then it becomes green and it becomes lush and it evolves. كَمَثَلِ غَيْثٍ أَعْجَبَ الْكُفَّارَ نَبَاتُهُ ثُمَّ يَهِيجُ فَتَرَاهُ مُصْفَرًّا ثُمَّ يَكُونُ حُطَامًا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانٌ So Allah says it becomes green and it becomes lush, and when that lawn, that grass is green and lush, and that flowers are blossoming, أَعْجَبَ الْكُفَّارَ نَبَاتُهُ لا إله إلا الله. Its growth, its tillage, its plantation is impressive to the eye of a disbeliever. May Allah reward the scholars of tafsir, the experts on the exegesis of the Quran, who unpack and dissect every aspect of the Quran, and they give us a reflection from it. Amongst the many explorations of this ayah, one that I share with you, the question that the scholars raise: when a grass or a garden is green and lushful, then this is something that attracts the eye of the believer and the disbeliever. Why did Allah single out the disbeliever in being intrigued and impressed with it? So Allah said, this world is like grass, it's green, it grows, it becomes lush. But then of course, the greenness has to change, needs to wither. You can't be fresh all your life. When they say you're old, when you get up in the morning and you see there's more toes than teeth. Ke hawanna ute, leke pagma wadare te mo karta, teke awete me doha. When you get up in the morning and you see there's more toes than teeth, now don't start counting, then you know by that clock is ticking. For every day out, you need one day in. That grass is changing, that season is changing, that period is changing. كَمَثَلِ غَيْثٍ أَعْجَبَ الْكُفَّارَ Why did Allah say that it impresses the disbeliever? Whereas it impresses everyone. And the scholars say that a believer, even when he enjoys the things of this world, it doesn't reach a level of ijab. It doesn't reach a level where he becomes consumed or obsessed with it. He surely enjoys it, but he doesn't become obsessed. Listen, brother, congrats, I got your title deeds. Here's your title deeds. You now the owner of the house. Much appreciated. But the pinnacle of ecstasy will be the day my Allah tells me to enter Jannah. That will be the real title deeds. تِلْكَ الْجَنَّةُ الَّتِي أُورِثْتُمُوهَا بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ Go, my servants, this Jannah is waiting for you. I have a flash of an ayah now in the Allah puts in my mind. وَيُدْخِلُهُمُ الْجَنَّةَ عَرَّفَهَا لَهُمْ وَيُدْخِلُهُمُ الْجَنَّةَ عَرَّفَهَا لَهُمْ لا إله إلا الله. In Surah Muhammad, in 26 juz under this ayah in Ma'riful Quran, an amazing thing is mentioned. Everybody likes something new. You're going to a new hotel, you want to move into a new car, you want to drive a new vehicle, a new holiday location, new. And you can extend that new to many other connotations. I'll just stop in my tracks. The element of curiosity. It's new, it's strange, it's unique. But coupled with the element of something being new, you cannot avoid the fact that when it is strange, there is a degree of reservation in that location and area simply because you haven't mastered that place. So you moved into a new hotel, great, wonderful, but it takes you 24 hours to climatize. Where's the gym? Where's the dining area? Where's the swimming pool? Where's the garden? Where's the laundry? How's the service happens here? When's checkout time? Jannah promises to be the pinnacle of ecstasy. It's the height of happiness and euphoria. But obviously it's going to be new and untouched. Allah will give it to you unique that you never seen it before. Yet Allah says, وَيُدْخِلُهُمُ الْجَنَّةَ عَرَّفَهَا لَهُمْ But He will intrinsically familiarize you with its surroundings. So it will have the element of freshness, but it won't have the element of strangeness. Almost a dichotomy. You cannot reconcile the two here. It's new, then it has to be strange. If it's strange, then how do you tie it up? Well, that's Jannah. So, a believer enjoys this thing. First reflection. But a believer never becomes obsessed. My brother, we've seen people are dying, empires are going. We're clutching onto this here. Recently, I visited one person's farm, which was valued at millions and millions. And he says, I'm so caught up, I don't even know, my sons are not stable, I don't even trust them while they're here. I don't know what's going to happen to this, it's already becoming a white elephant. He's stressed with what is going to happen to his empire, where he's going to fall, while you're alive. You cannot enjoy the asset while you're alive, what's going to happen beyond? When Sulaiman ibn Abdul Malik had invited Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah, he said, have a look at my house. What's your opinion? This is my house. The first point I'm saying, a believer enjoys the things of this world, but it doesn't take him to a level of obsession. His eye is on Akhirah. Today, our eye is not on Akhirah. Our concentration. So Allah Ta'ala said about Nabi alayhi salam, that when Nabi alayhi salam went in Mi'raj, Allah praised the strength and the control and the discipline of the gaze of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَا زَاغَ الْبَصَرُ وَمَا تَغَى مَا زَاغَ الْبَصَرُ وَمَا تَغَى أي مَا مَالَ بَصَرُهُ عَنْ مَرْئِيِّهِ الْمَقْصُودِ Jalalain writes, مَا مَالَ بَصَرُهُ عَنْ مَرْئِيِّهِ الْمَقْصُودِ At that night in the ascension to the heavens, the Nabi of Allah was exposed to so many things. Take a child in a toy aisle to purchase one thing. Gee, yeah, I'm looking. Yeah, no, okay. Yeah, gee. His gaze cannot be focused on what you want to show him because it's consumed by everything around. Never mind a child, you walk into a phone shop or walk into anything that you have as a hobby or an inclination, and you see what happens to you. You simply cannot go do what you need and leave. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his blessed gaze was absolutely aligned and focused. A believer doesn't lose vision. So, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah, said to Sulaiman ibn Abdul Malik, هذا سرور لولا أنه غرور ونعيم لولا أنه عديم وملك لو لم يعقبه طرح ولذات لو لم تقترن بآفات وكرامة لو صحبتها سلامة. It's just amazing synonyms and مترادفات. Well, I can say your house, your palace, your luxuries is something of joy, provided you don't fall into deception and delusion. And you can call it comfort, provided you're in it forever or it's with you forever. And you can say it's amenities, provided it will remain like this forever. كُلُّ دَارٍ وَإِن طَالَتْ سَلَامَتُهَا يَوْمًا سَتُدْرِكُهَا النَّكْبَى Every home, regardless of how prolonged its prosperity is, or this was a hub of activities, the cars in the garage here was the fleet that was here, it was almost like a showroom. The buzz here, the young girls were almost like brides. The boys in this house were like princes. The woman in this house was like a queen. This was a center of attraction. It was conspicuous. It was spoken about. Kullu darin wa in talat salamatuha. The buzz can be happening, the opulence can be happening, the atmosphere can be happening, the ambience can be taking place. Yawman, yawman, satudrikuha an-nakba. One day you'll see a hearse here, one day you'll see an ambulance here, one day you'll see a siren here, one day you'll see tears here, and one day you'll see mourning here. That's life. So anyway, that's the first message. That to keep ourselves stimulated, we need to read about the Salaf. And the first message of Muhammad bin Wasi, I came across this here, Maw'idhatun zajiratun. Advice, but strong words. So believer enjoys it. قُلْ مَنْ حَرَّمَ زِينَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي أَخْرَجَ لِعِبَادِهِ وَالطَّيِّبَاتِ مِنَ الرِّزْقِ قُلْ هِيَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا خَالِصَةً يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Enjoy it, but don't let it get to a point where it consumes you and you become obsessed. On a side note, many of us, with the grace of Allah, in the Muslim Ummah generally and in our countries, neighboring countries and in the region, Allah has blessed us with the ability of spending. And that's great. It's a great quality. But unfortunately, we have stagnated at the level of spending and we haven't upped our game to spend of that which we love the most. We're not into that. And I can tell you this. We've got great muscle, great clout, great generous donation. But we cannot part with things that are beloved to us, that are dear to us. Whether it's got monetary value or sentimental value, we haven't moved into that area of tapping in and feeling that beauty of parting with something that we love. Sometimes it could be a regular meal that you were just feeling for. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu was unwell. So he said, Inni la ashtahi hutan. I'm feeling to eat fish. And you know, they talk of a pregnant woman having strange craves. It's strange when you're traveling and you're in some location, suddenly at 12 o'clock in the night, you know, margarita pizza mante. But it's just like room service, no. Okay, get an Uber. It's just in you now. You just got this odd crave at an odd hour, at an odd location. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu said, I'm feeling for fish. فَالْتَمَسُوا لَهُ فَلَمْ يَجِدُوا إِلَّا حُوتَ. After much looking, searching, they found one fish. They gave it to his wife, Safiya. She prepared it and then presented it to him. Number one, he was unwell. It took them a lot of time. And just when he was about to eat from it, أَتَاهُ مِسْكِينَ. A beggar came. If I'm about to eat something that's juicy and the sauce is dripping, and جَوَوَا عَيَا پَتُوا نَزَرْ كَرَيْجِيَا هَا أَنِي نَزَرْ بُو خَرَاب. That's what I do, and that's what you do. You lose your whole taste, you don't know how to control yourself, you don't know how to manage yourself. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu took that entire meal without having one morsel and he gave it to him. So they said, oh, Abdullah ibn Umar, نُعْطِيهِ دِرْهَمًا هُوَ أَنْفَعْ لَهُ وَقْضِ أَنْتَ شَهْوَتَكَ. You were feeling for this. You were yearning for this. You were desiring. And I often say this, and this is only Allah can do it, and I make that dua always to Allah. Allah, allow me the opportunity to serve my parents with their inner desire at that moment. And sometimes you'll go into a bakery, or you'll go into a butchery, or you'll buy something and Allah will direct you to buy that. And when you bring it home, you just see your parents tears trickling down with du'as because they were feeling for it that morning and you came with it at that afternoon. And that only Allah can do for you. Who else can do that? Who else can do it? And you say, Ya Allah, this is like, عَمِلَ قَلِيلْ وَأُجِرَ كَثِيرٌ عَمِلَ قَلِيلْ وَأُجِرَ كَثِيرٌ. Simple action, but you're walking away with a chunk of reward. And that is, we got to make that dua. Allah, give me that opportunity. Give me that opportunity. So Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu said, شَهْوَتِي مَا أُرِيد. My desire is what I want, and I want to give him this because I desired it a lot. We haven't moved into that, to part with what we love. So we're stagnant. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu was on his conveyance. He's seen a villager. He said, aren't you so and so? He said, yes. He said, okay, come here. He took off his turban and gave it to him, and then gave him his mode of transport, his camel. So Nafi' said, innahumul a'rab yardawna bil yaseer. He's a bad one. To gamar yo che bhai. Inhe to chalauta bhi nahi aur to hai. He is a simple man. You don't have to give him a camel. This is too sophisticated. I heard the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, if your father has passed away, the best way to be kind to the soul of your father is to be kind to those who were the acquaintances of your father. Wa inna abahu kana wuddan li Umar. His late father was close to my late father. Now whether he knows this camel or not, I want to comfort the soul of my father, hence I'm giving him this camel. We won't give him a ride. This old man, he'll dust my car. But probably that was the man who was close to your father. Okay, second advice. Bilal ibn Abi Burayda said to Muhammad ibn Wasi', ما تقول في القدر? What's your opinion on taqdeer? You know, you get sometimes some people, let me try something sensitive. Let me ask something. ما تقول في القدر? Yet taqdeer, you know, are we doing what is recorded? Or are the malaika recording what we're doing? What's the reality, the depth, the intricacy? Explain, expound, elucidate. He said, جيرانك من أهل القبور ففكر فيهم فإن فيهم لشغلا عن القدر. جيرانك من أهل القبور فإن فيهم لشغلا عن القدر. Around you people are dying by the minute, if not the second. Keep yourself focused there, and that will preoccupy you from trying to explore the mysteries of destiny and qadar. So what's the message? We not concerning ourselves with our salvation, and we concerning ourselves with everything else. What do you feel about this? What's your opinion on this? What's your take on that? Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, it's in Madarik, the narration is mentioned, he said that there is a verse in the Quran, مَا عَمِلَ بِهَا أَحَدٌ قَبْلِي وَلَا يَعْمَلْ بِهَا أَحَدٌ بَعْدِي. I'm the only person in the whole ummah who practice on this. The ayat was revealed, I practice upon it, subsequently it was abrogated. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا نَاجَيْتُمُ الرَّسُولِ فَقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيْنَ جَوَاكُمْ صَدَقَةِ ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَأَطْهَرُ فَإِنْ لَمْ تَجِدُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. That before coming to the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give some charity. And this was to dispel and to drive away the evil elements of the munafiqeen who would come and sit in front and make claims, but it was empty, it was devoid of any truth. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُعْجِبُكَ قَوْلُهُ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيُشْهِدُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ مَا فِي قَلْبِهِ وَهُوَ أَلَدُّ الْخِصَامِ. Some people are very, very impressive in their speech. They will leave you riveted, spellbound. تُعْجِبُكَ أَجْسَامُهُمْ. Their physique will impress you. وَإِن يَقُولُوا تَسْمَعْ لِقَوْلِهِمْ. And when they speak, you'll be spellbound. كَأَنَّهُمْ خُشُبٌ مُسَنَّدًا. But they're like empty sticks taking support from something else. يَحْسَبُونَ كُلَّ صَيْحَةٍ عَلَيْهِمْ. Every cry, every scream, they think it will strike them. وَإِنْ يَأْتِي الْأَحْزَابُ يَوَدُّوا لَوْ أَنَّهُمْ بَادُونَ فِي الْأَعْرَابِ يَسْأَلُونَ عَنْ أَنْبَائِكُمْ. They want to sit on the peripheries, on the outskirts, and get updates about the battle, because they have no muscle and clout. So anyway, the ayat was revealed. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, I gave some charity and I came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam few questions. In those few questions, it in Madarik al-Tazdeel, he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَاذَا أَصْنَعُ لِنَجَاتِ نَفْسِي? O Nabi of Allah, one question, what can I do to save myself from Jahannam? How much is each one of us concerned? Nati apne aibo pe jab nazar, nati apne aibo pe jab nazar, rahe dekhte auro ke aibo hunar, pari apni burai pe jo nazar, to jahan mein koi bura na raha. Nati apne aibo pe jab nazar, rahe dekhte auro ke aibo hunar. For as long as I was oblivious of my folly,
એલાની નમાઝ જોવાનું હે, મારી તો હિદ્દી નહીં હોય પણ એલાની નમાઝ તમે જોયા કરજો. હા, તમે કાલે દુકાનમાં જાઓ ને હેલાની દુકાનમાં અલ્લાહ માફ કરે, એની આંખ બહુ ફરા કરે.
નથી અપને એબો પે જબ નજર, રહે દેખતે ઓરો કે એબો હુનર. ફોર એઝ લોંગ એઝ આઈ વોઝ ઓબ્લિવિયસ ઓફ માય ઓન ફોલી એન્ડ વીકનેસ, માય નાઇટ એન્ડ ડે વોઝ માઇક્રોસ્કોપિકલી સ્ક્રુટનાઇઝિંગ ધ ફોલીઝ ઓફ અધર્સ. પરી અપની બુરાઈઓ પે જબ નજર, એન્ડ વન ડે આઈ સ્ટુડ ઇન ફ્રન્ટ ઓફ ધ મરર, લો એન્ડ બિહોલ્ડ, ઓપ્સ, આઈ ગોટ અ સ્કાર હિયર, આઈ ગોટ પિગમેન્ટેશન હિયર, આઈ ગોટ અ ગેસ હિયર, આઈ ગોટ અ રેશ હિયર, આઈ ગોટ અ બ્લેમિશ હિયર. સિન્સ ધેટ ડે આઈ નેવર ફ્રાઉન્ડ ઓન એની વન્સ અપિયરન્સ. Since that day, I never frowned on anyone's appearance. I wasn't looking in the mirror. E ganjo, ina bal hiddani. But I wasn't standing in front of the mirror, so I don't know how I look. So we preoccupy ourselves with everything but ourselves. So what did he say? Look around you. And that will keep you occupied. You won't have time to try and understand the concept of taqdeer. And this is not something I can understand. Somebody asked Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, tell me taqdeer. He said, huwa bahrun amiqun la talijhu. It's a deep ocean, don't dive. Akhbirni anil qadr, tell me taqdeer. He said, tariqun muzlimun la taslukhu. It's a dark road, don't walk on it. He said, akhbirni anil qadri. He said, sirrullahi qad khafiya alayk. How many times was it? This is Allah's secret. You're not going to understand this here. Allah's decision, this is, He knows what He's doing. So what did Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu say? O Nabi of Allah, what can I do? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do two things. Kul halalan wa kul sidqan. Kul halalan wa kul sidqan. Eat that which is halal and utter that which is truthful, and Allah will give you Jannah. When Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu was assassinated, and can there be a more painful day in the annals of Islamic history? Imam Shafi rahimahullah said, تَأَوَّهَ قَلْبِي وَالْفُؤَادُ كَئِيبُ وَأَرِقَ نَوْمِي فَالسُّهَادُ عَجِيبُ فَمَنْ مُبْلِغٍ عَنِّي الْحُسَيْنَ رِسَالَةً وَإِنْ كَرِهَتْهَا أَنْفُسٌ وَقُلُوبُ ذَبِيحٌ بِلَا جُرْمٍ كَأَنَّ قَمِيصَهُ صَبِيغٌ بِمَاءِ الْأُرْجُوَانِ خَضِيبُ فَلِلسَّيْفِ إِغْوَالٌ وَلِلرُّمْحِ رَنَّةٌ وَلِلْخَيْلِ مِنْ بَعْدِ الصَّهِيلِ نَحِيبُ تزلزلت الدنيا لآل محمد وكادت لهم سم الجبال تذوب وغارت نجوم واقشعرت كواكب وهتك أستار وشق جيوب يصلى على المبعوث من آل محمد ويغزى بنوه إن ذا لعجيب لئن كان ذنبي حب آل محمد فذلك ذنب لست عنه أتوب. Amazing couplets, amazing. Oh man, I've become so restless and I have insomnia and my heart is just uneasy. Will somebody please go and convey my pain to Hussein radiallahu anhu, an innocent soul that has been wrapped up in blood. For all I care, even the horses that people rode in the direction of Hussein radiallahu anhu, those horses are crying. The arrows that were fired, those arrows are lamenting. The swords that were driven towards him, those swords are wailing. If you have the inner ear, you will able to hear it. The mountains split, the skies collapse. Why? Because the descendant of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was assassinated. Rabi bin Khuseim, he was a great tabi'i. The second focus of this advice is, keep yourself occupied in your salvation and the salvation of the ummah. But to concern yourself about something which is not helping your cause or helping the cause of anyone, is just destroying time. It's just destroying time. Our lives are like identical suitcases. Some pack more in it than others. Our lives are like identical suitcases. People who are economic travelers, no. Wait. Let me show you how I pack. Not me, those who pack. We've got good friends everywhere. Allah reward them. I must pay tribute to my wife. May Allah reward her. She was by her mom's place, and I'm telling my son, it was the first time I packed a bag yesterday in 25 years. First time. And, you know when you're trying to use the dishwasher and she's not at home? And you're trying to understand the cycle? Manu took a microwave jocha. I took a judo luggage by. And that's the time we appreciate them. We appreciate each other. Rabi bin Khuthaym, he was a tabi'i. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said to him something so amazing. Rabi, you didn't see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't see you. But I seen Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I seen you. Wallah, if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seen you, he would have loved you. لو رآك رسول الله لأحبك. لو رآك رسول الله لأحبك. Rabi, you were born a little late. You came after the son of Nabuwat set. I seen Nabi Sassam and I seen you. I'm telling you, if Nabi Sassam seen you, Nabi Sassam would have loved you. وَكَانَ قَلِيلَ الْكَلَامِ. He was a man of few words. He didn't speak much. So when Hussein radiallahu anhu passed away, they said, let's go and get a statement from Rabi. Press release. We need something. Bye, see what's happening. Chalo, what's your opinion? Look at the crisis. Look what happened. Say something. Please. Let's go to him. So they came to Rabi bin Khuthaym. Said, oh Rabi, they have assassinated Hussein radiallahu anhu. What's your response? Awa qad fa'alu? In Madarik al-Tanzil is mentioned. Have they literally stooped so low and committed this act? قُتِلَ مَنْ كَانَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يُجْلِسُهُ فِي حِجْرِهِ وَيَضَعُ فَاهُ عَلَى فِيهِ. قُتِلَ مَنْ كَانَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يُجْلِسُهُ فِي حِجْرِهِ وَيَضَعُ فَاهُ عَلَى فِيهِ. They've killed someone whom Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would often sit in his lap, and how often he would put his blessed lips in the lips of Hussein radiallahu anhu. Allahumma fatir as-samawati wal-ard, alim al-ghaybi wal-shahada, anta tahkumu bayna ibadika fima kanu fihi yakhtalifun. He raised his finger, he said, Allah, you know everything, you will decide their fate on the day of Qiyamah. That's my statement, you can move on, I got my ibadat to do. Come out of those groups on your WhatsApp. It's working you up, working your case up. It's not productive. It's not meaningful. It's time consuming. It's destructive. It's encroaching. It's infringing. It's destroying your life. How long are you going to stay on that if it's not benefiting you? Imam Shafi's principle, فَتَرَكْتُ أَسْفَلَهُمْ لِكَثْرَةِ شَرِّهِ وَتَرَكْتُ أَعْلَاهُمْ لِقِلَّةِ خَيْرِهِ. I said, no, I'm moving away from this group. Why? There's only negative energy. And I'm moving away from this group. Why? The only thing good about this people is they don't have the bad of that people. That's the only thing good here. I buy hate rio to garaj bole. Ne I buy pa garni hoy pan koi daro zikr bhi nahi kare. So then why stay on that group? Why spend time in the company of someone which is not giving you meaningful reflection? Third advice, and that's the actual advice that I want to go to, because time is running out, so I want to labor this point. Generally, when a person is being advised and he's not liking what he wants, then to circumvent and to bypass, then you say, okay. Apra hakma dua kar jo yaar. Tamoko loko munchela yaar. Tamoko to, tamari dua to judi yaar. Apra hakma dua. Tamari dua kar jo apra. So Bilal ibn Abi Buraida, because Muhammad bin Wasi' was responding and retorting with a curve ball, he said, udu'li,
Make dua for me. Make dua for me. So Muhammad ibn Wasi' said, وَمَا تَسْمَعُ بِدُعَائِي وَعَلَى بَابِكَ كَذَا وَكَذَا كُلٌّ يَقُولُ إِنَّكَ ظَلَمْتَهُمْ يَرْتَفِعُ دُعَاؤُهُمْ قَبْلَ دُعَائِي لَا تَظْلِمْ وَلَا تَحْتَاجْ إِلَى دُعَاءِ أَيِّ أَحَدْ. میرے خدا. وَمَا تَسْنَعُ بِدُعَائِي وَعَلَى بَابِكَ كَذَا كُلٌّ يَقُولُ إِنَّكَ ظَلَمْتَهُمْ يَرْتَفِعُ دُعَاؤُهُمْ قَبْلَ دُعَائِي لَا تَظْلِمْ وَلَا تَحْتَاجْ إِلَى دُعَائِي. I can make a dua now for you, but what will my dua do to you when there are tens of people under your employment, under your wing? Each one cries a tale different to the other, that they are victims of your harsh nature. They are on the receiving end of your uncouth behavior, receiving your abuse and exploitation. Their curses will reach the throne of Allah before my dua can reach in your favor. Stop hurting people and you won't need to request anybody to make dua for you. Now we're getting into the meat. Now we're getting into the chunk. You know what? That worker in your house could be cursing you. And my Allah knows that vernacular language. That local person working under your employment who you treat uncouth and her pain is going up. Your daughter-in-law in your house could be a victim of your abuse. You can't be judge and jury. Aadmi jab apni galati ka wakil aur dusri ke galatiyon ka judge banta hai, to fir faasle hote hai, faisle nahi hote hai. Aadmi jab apni galati ka judge aur dusri ki galatiyon ka judge ka wakil banta hai, to fir faasle hote hai, faisle nahi hote hai. You cannot be judge and jury at the same time. I was a great mother-in-law and I'm a great daughter-in-law. I was a great father and I'm a great son. I was a great employee and I'm a great employer. My brother, perhaps the blockage to your growth, perhaps the blockage to your exponential development is the curses of those that are under your clutch. وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارُ وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. Don't incline to those who oppress. Muwaffaq was performing salah behind an imam. The imam read this ayah, he became unconscious. When he became conscious, people asked him what? He said, هَذَا بِمَنْ رَكَنَ إِلَى الظُّلْمِ فَكَيْفَ بِالظَّالِمِ هَذَا بِمَنْ رَكَنَ إِلَى الظُّلْمِ فَكَيْفَ بِالظَّالِمِ. Don't sit with those who oppress, lest you gripped and seized by that azab. If this is the warning for those who associate with the oppressor, then only Allah knows the grave consequences that awaits the oppressor himself. So what's the words of Muhammad bin Wasi? Don't oppress anyone and you won't need to request du'as from anyone. Now, we don't realize how we oppress. We think, I'm okay. No. The other day my wife said to me, and you know, it was a point of reflection, and may Allah grant us all, we were in a restaurant and we were sitting, and there were some people at an ATM. And she said, you know, we're sitting and eating, but we don't think there are people so close yet so far. They are standing so close, they can see us, but they probably cannot access this. Do we have consideration? Hunain, Hawazin. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was distributing the spoils. And as he was distributing it, then Safwan bin Umayyah, He looked at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa given 100 camels and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa given 100 sheep. And he's looking, and this is a poor man just looking at your empire. He's cleaning your garden. At its best, his dream can't even reach owning a hut in your garden, leave alone entering your palace. But he's a human. He's got feeling. He's not non-human. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is engaged and occupied. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is seeing Safwan is looking. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam paused. And this was our Nabi. He said, يُعْجِبُكَ مَا تَرَى يَا أَبَا وَهْبٍ. You like what you've seen? He said, I really love it. This is so nice. It's so amazing. Okay, then take whatever you see. Take whatever you see. That's the time he said, I'm convinced you're a prophet. مَا طَابَتْ نَفْسُ أَحَدٍ بِهَذَا إِلَّا نَفْسُ نَبِيٍّ. No human can display such selflessness so confidently other than a Nabi. Then he went back to his people and he said, أَسْلِمُوا فَإِنَّ مُحَمَّدًا لَيُعْطِي عَطَاعًا مَا يَخَافُ الْفَقْرِ. When a person has a court case, then he says, hey, make dua for him. تَمِي فِكَرْ نَوْ كَرَوْ بَيَا أَبْرِي دُعَا تَمَرَا هَتَيْتْ In Ruhul Ma'ani, Allama Alusi Baghdadi has written, you cannot make dua for someone because you don't know he could be the oppressor. And you must see what Hakim al-Ummah writes. Oh man. So when Nuh alayhi salatu was salam told his son Kan'an, come onto the ark. Hey, I got a case with my workers here. I got a case here with an employee. Don't worry, I'm making dua for you. You'll win it. I got an issue with my in-laws. I got an issue with my brother. I got an issue. No, don't worry. What don't worry? You're an accomplice to exploitation. Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam told his son, Ya bunayyar kam ma'ana, oh my son, come with me. Wala takum ma'al kafirin. Don't be with the disbelievers. So he said, no dad, I'll take rescue on the zenith of the mountain. It will rescue me. He said, no my son, you know, leave your hushari and your intelligence. This is azab. This is not something that is regular or average. This is Allah's punishment. And when that comes, nobody will be able to rescue you. So then Nuh alayhi salam, as a father, he interceded to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, Inna bani min ahli wa inna wa'daka al-haqq wa anta ahkamul hakimin. Oh Allah, this is my son, and your word is the truthful. Oh Allah, please save him. So Allah said, La tas'alni ma laysa laka bihi ilm. Oh Nuh, don't ask me regarding something you don't know. In Ruh al-Ma'ani it is written, فَيَكُونُ النَّهْيُ وَارِدًا فِي مُشْتَبَهَ الْحَالِ وَيُفْهَمُ مِنْهُ مَعْلُومِ الْفَسَادِ بِالدَّرَجَةِ الْأُولَى وَبِهِ عُلِمَ حَالُ أَدْعِيَةِ مَشَائِخِ زَمَانِنَا يَدْعُونَ بِكُلِّ مَا يُطْلَبْ مِنْهُمْ مِنَ الْخُصُومَاتِ حَلَالًا كَانَ أَوْ حَرَامًا. حضرت دعا کے لئے ہاں بالکل اللہ کامیابی نصیب فرمائے, اللہ آسانی فرمائے, اللہ جیت نصیب. What? Hogwash! Read the words of Ruhul Maani. I'm not quoting from my own strength. I'm a kid on the block. فَيَكُونُ النَّهْيُ وَارِدًا فِي مُشْتَبَهَ الْحَالِ. You cannot make dua regarding something which is vague, unclear. You don't know who's on the right and who's on the wrong. You cannot say, Allah give him success. And if you cannot ask about something that's unclear, all the more you cannot ask about something which is clearly wrong. You know that man has abused his wife. You know that woman, I know of a case which currently I'm busy with. Settlement on the name of extortion. Extortion under the name of settlement. No, settling, not settling, is extortion. You cannot support that. As a Muslim judge and lawyer, you cannot represent your client, you have to represent the truth. وَبِهِ, this is Hakim al-Ummah's words, وَبِهِ عُلِمَ حَالُ أَدْعِيَةِ مَشَائِخِ زَمَانِنَا. And I cry a tear, he says, over the du'as of many of our scholars, that people ask them to make du'a, and they respond by just making dua for someone who might be an associate without understanding the detail of the case and the merits of the case and who's the victim and the victor. So the point I'm saying is, my brother, the third thing is don't oppress. The narration is in Hayat al-Sahaba. I want to share with you a few incidents quickly. Okay, it's under the adl of Umar radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu had summoned Feroz Daylami radiallahu anhu, because he heard certain things about him. Umar radiallahu anhu had a very strict eye. So he summoned him and said, please come here. So Feroz radiallahu anhu came. When he came and he was about to enter by Umar radiallahu anhu, he got into a feud with a young boy from the Quraysh. They had an argument. And in the rage and in the fit, Latama Anfal Qurashiyyi. Feroz radiallahu anhu slapped this young boy. And then blood started flowing from his nose. Subsequently, this boy came into the presence of Umar radiallahu anhu and blood was flowing. So Umar radiallahu anhu said, what happened to you? He said, no, I was at the door, I was about to come in, and Feroz radiallahu anhu, we had a little argument back and forth, and he slapped me, and this is what happened. So Umar radiallahu anhu then summoned Feroz radiallahu anhu. And he said, Feroz, what's this? He said, yes, exactly as he said, because it was my chance, dakhala ala idni, I was about to enter and he came in and I told him back off and he did not. And in that moment, this is what happened. And the lives of Sahaba are meaningful and rich. And they live the real life. And in that we have guidance, direction and navigation. So we learn from their arguments, we learn from their feuds, we learn from everything. Sahaba were not ma'soom, but they marhoom. Allah had forgiven them all. I don't want to digress into the topic, how dear they were to Allah and how beloved they were to Allah. It's a topic of its own. Okay, so Umar radiallahu anhu said, Al-Qisas. Then okay, Feroz, now we have to take revenge. This is the governor and this is the youngster. So Feroz radiallahu anhu said, La Buddha, Umar, like, do I have to? I mean, this is just a jarak arti maraigyo, ima mubotegyo. Can I? Qisas, qisas, qisas. Fajatha Ferozun ala rukbatay. Imagine the fabric of that society. Imagine the makeup of that society. Feroz radiallahu anhu is on his knees. The young boy. Everybody equal before the law of justice. The young boy is about to execute. Take his revenge. Umar radiallahu anhu, salute to Umar, salute. May the countless blessings of Allah descend upon the blessed soul, grave of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. He said, oh young boy, you're within your space, you're within your right. Because you've been violated, it's perfectly correct for you to take revenge. But if you allow me a moment before you go ahead, read the narration in Hayat al-Sahaba, I'd like to whisper something in your ears. He said, go for it. He said, do you know the profile of the man you're taking revenge against? No, not at all. Okay, just to remind you, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قُتِلَ اللَّيْلَ الْأَسْوَدُ الْعَنَسِي قَتَلَهُ الْعَبْدُ الصَّالِحِ فِيرُوز دَيْلَمِي قُتِلَ اللَّيْلَ الْأَسْوَدُ الْعَنَسِي. One of the evil and false prophets was a person by the name of Aswad Anasi. Today he has met a blow and he has been killed. And may Allah bless the soul. Feroz Daylami radiyallahu anhu put an end to this fitna. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam acknowledged him, complimented him, and made dua for him. Now you're free to do what you want to. So he said, no, O Umar, if this is the man, then I backstab. Then I back. Look at Umar, no duress, no pressure, no compelling. Justice at its best form. Don't oppress, and then you don't need to request duas. Okay, oh Umar, then I forget, then I move away. Now look at Feroz Daylami radiallahu anhu. Oh Umar, I ask you, he's forgiving me without me compelling. Will this balance my score on the day of Qiyamah before Allah? Is this matter now concluded? Or is there a chance that this case will, this docket will open up again? I'm not even reading all the ibarats, my time is running out. Will this docket open up again? Or is this docket now closed? Umar radiallahu anhu said, I'm presiding over the matter, and I'm happy to say that inshallah, he forgave you, and he was under no pressure, and this will be now that you are acquitted, and the score is balanced out. What did he say? أشهدك أن فرسي وسيفي والثلاثين ألفا من مالي هبة له. This man has forgiven me, balanced out my score. So on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah will not take me to task. I make you my witness, Umar. I only have with me 30,000 dirhams. I wish I had more. I give that to him as a gift. Go and ask your employee for forgiveness. And whatever it takes to appease him and employer as well. Some employers are on the receiving end. Abused by their employee. Let me balance the act and be fair in all contexts. I've given him my horse, I've given him my sword, and 30,000 dirhams as a gift, so I know my score is balanced out. عَفَوْتَ مَأْجُورًا وَأَخَذْتَ مَالًا كَثِيرًا. Oh, salute to you. You forgave him. Your jannat is secured. He gave you money. Your dunya is secured.
وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ.
The narration is Bukhari and Muslim. Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu was the governor of Kufa. The people of Kufa complained. They complained. And people are such, they'll complain regarding someone who Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said is a jannati. Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas was a jannati. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sa'd bin Abi jannati. They said, no, Sa'd, no, apra nifawah. So, tamane hufawe.
Anna ahl al kufati shaka sa'dan. Fa'azalahu Umar. Wasta'amala alayhim Ammar.
But Umar radiallahu anhu was see, I'm not going to go into the merits of the case. You are who you are, Sa'd. You are this great, legendary, stalwart giant. But these people are complaining. So, respectfully, we're just going to move you off the post. Apne tonight, kursi par behwanat.
ولا تؤتوا السفهاء أموالكم التي جعل الله لكم قياما.
And don't give the weak-minded your wealth. Now, look at my time here. أموالكم actually means their wealth, the orphan. Allah referred to them as sufaha, the plural of safi. Weak-minded, the brain hasn't developed and evolved. They don't have economic skills and basic interaction, entrepreneurial skills, etc. So they're young, they're junior, they're juvenile, they need to mature, evolve, learn, grip, grasp, etc. Don't give them, Allah didn't say their money, Allah said your money.
وَلَا تُؤْتُوا السُّفَهَاءَ أَمْوَالَكُمْ.
The write-up is in tafsir, the reason why Allah said your money, meaning look after their money like it's yours. Hakim al-Ummah writes, here we told not to give somebody his own money because he is not deserving yet in terms of maturity. Then how do we give posts to people which don't belong to them and nor they are deserving of it?
فِيهِ عَدَمُ تَفْوِيضِ الْمَنَاسِبِ. فِيهِ عَدَمُ تَفْوِيضِ الْمَنَاسِبِ وَيُقَاسُ عَلَيْهَا.
This is his own money. He said, no, don't give it to him still. His own. Don't.
فَإِنْ آنَسْتُمْ مِنْهُمْ رُشْدًا.
Yes, you sense. Nakira. Little bit of maturity, yes. But till then, don't give. You just give by anyone and everyone. Okay. So, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu dismissed him. And then, amongst the allegations people leveled against Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, they said that,
إِنَّكَ لَا تُحْسِنُ تُصَلِّي.
Look at people in society. Bolwa wara bolach kare. People told regarding Sa'd radiallahu anhu, one of our issues are he doesn't perform salah properly. So Umar radiallahu anhu said, Ya Aba Ishaq, O Abu Ishaq, meaning Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, they say in the hadiths in Bukhari that you don't perform salah properly. Allahu Akbar. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu said, Amma ana fa usalli bihim salata Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فأركض في الأوليين وأخف في الأخريين. قال ذلك الظن بك يا أبا إسحاق.
I don't know what their complaints are, but I'm reading to them and leading them in salah like how Nabi Sassim led us in salah.
وأرسل معه رجالا. Then he sent some people. to Kufa, what's Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas? To ask them, what's your opinion on Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas? فَلَمْ يَدَعْ مَسْجِدًا إِلَّا سَأَلُوا عَنْهُ. But you people, what's your opinion on يُثْنُونَ مَعْرُوفًا? Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas is a good man. Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas is a good man. Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas is a good man. حَتَّى دَخَلُوا مَسْجِدًا لِبَنِي عَبْسٍ. Then they entered into a masjid of a tribe called Banu Abs. فَقَامَ رَجُلٌ يُقَالُ لَهُ قَتَادَةُ بْنُ أُسَامَةُ بْنُ قَتَادَةَ يُكَنَّى أَبَا سَعْدَةَ. A person by the name of Usama bin Qatada, who was known as Abu Sa'da. He said, أَمَا إِذَا نَشَتَّنَا فَإِنَّ سَعْدًا لَا يَصِيرُ بِالسَّرِيَّةِ وَلَا يَقْسِمُ بِالسَّوِيَّةِ وَلَا يَعْدِلُ فِي الْقَضِيَّةِ. I got three issues with him. You know what? Sa'd radiallahu anhu, he doesn't participate in the campaigns. He doesn't distribute the spoils equally. And his rulings are not fair and accurate. He said what he wanted to say, and he uttered what he wanted to utter. Sa'd radiallahu anhu just stood up and he said, Allahumma in kana abduka hadha kaziban. Allahumma in kana abduka hadha kaziban. Qama riya'an wa sum'atan. Fa'atil umrahu wa atil faqrahu wa arridhu lil fitan. Allah, he spoke against me. Allah, he hurt me. He hurt me. Maybe somebody in your shop is saying that. You married so long, no children. You have because you wanted. You don't know how you hurt a man on what a sore nerve. Still renting, you don't own a house. You own your house because you were born with wealth. You broke someone. But you're a big man, so he can't talk. Internally, he's crying. Still not married. Oh, your daughter's still at home. Sure. She must be old now. She must be past 30s, man. Yeah. Hey, I can't even imagine how you must be living. What? How are you hurting? How am I hurting people? Allahumma in kana abduka hadha qama kaziban. Allah, if this man is lying, I'm asking you, give him a long life so he can suffer for a long time. The words of Bukhari, Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas. And Allah, every fitna that's going to happen at that time, subject him to every fitna. Sa'd radiallahu anhu passed away. Old man used to walk around on the streets, aimless, lost, confused, dementia, Alzheimer's, doesn't know what's happening. People asked him, Chacha, what's wrong? Asabatni da'watu Sa'din. Sa'd is in his qabr, but his curse is paralyzing me every day. Next narration, also in Bukhari and Muslim, Arwa binti Aus. She takes Sa'id bin Zayd bin Amr bin Nufail to Marwan bin Hakam. And she says that, you know what, this person, he's taken my land. So Marwan bin Hakam asked Sa'id bin Zayd bin Amr bin Nufail, you took her land? You took her land? So Sa'id bin Zayd bin Amr bin Nufail said, I will take her land after I heard what Nabi Sassim said. Like, tamo kevi wat karach. So Marwan bin Hakam said, and what did you hear? What did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Man akhada shibram min al ardi, tuwiqa lahu sab'a ardeen. Whoever steals a cubit's length of land, the seven earths will be made a necklace around him and he will have to suffer that. He said, La as'aluka ba'da hada. Okay, that's enough. I don't need any proof. He said, I'm done with it. Sa'id bin Zayd bin Amr bin Nufail said, Allahumma in kanat kazibatan fa'ami basaraha waqtulha fi ardiha. Allah, she's hurt me, Allah. Allah, she's hurt me. Allah, she's lied to me. Allah, don't let her die till she loses both her eyes. And Allah, let her die on that same land she accuses me of stealing. لا تظلم ولا تحتاج إلى دعائي. Don't hurt people. Keep quiet. Walk away. Unduni bolai jai marti. Tamarti bhi unduni bolai jai. Koi nu dil no dukaro. Ini baddua pachi chalach kar hai. Last incident and then a wrap up. It's bad enough to hurt anyone. And Allah forbid you hurt your parents. I won't forget there was a young boy who studied at the madrasa and he graduated. And I didn't even make much of it. And years after that, he sent me a message. And he said, Ustad, I'm phoning to apologize. But you left the madrasa 8 years ago now. What's the apology? He said, I was having blockages in my life. My marriages broke up. My businesses were not prospering. And it wasn't happening. So I told Allah, Allah, please tell me where I have erred.
So in a dream I was shown that I had hurt four of my asatiza and you were one of them. So I'm asking you, please forgive me. I couldn't recall what he hurt me, but the consequences. My beloved father, may Allah reward him, he always tells us, he says, when you lose your parents, you forget the days they hurt you. And you never forget the days you hurt them. That will stay at you. So he always tells us, have good memories. Good memories. I know of a man, now he's also passed away, Allah give him Jannah. His mother asked him for something. He said, Amreni Amre Jarak Taitche. Then he cried. He said, now Hazrat, I've got millions, but mani male. Mani male. Mani male. Have a dollar tati un karu. Last week a woman phoned and some issue with her children. She said, I'm making dua, Allah must give my children long life so that my grandchildren can put my children through what my children are putting me through. So I said, please, Appa, stop. No, Marana, I marti ni rewai. I wait to I marri dua church. Of course, it's got to be in context, right? There's a whole explanation to that as well, because sometimes parents also curse out of line. Okay, here's the famous incident of the three people, or multiple people who spoke in Bani Israel, and amongst them was Juraid. And Juraid was this pious man who had this monastery and he was worshipping Allah. And one day he was performing Salah, and his mother came and said, Juraid, I say to youth, when your mother's call is coming on, end any call. Sorry, man, I can talk to you later. I know it's a business meeting, it's my mom calling. And Allah is my witness, that's what I do. Anyone, sorry, I got to end this call, it's my parents calling. I'm sorry, I got to end this call. It's my wife, no, my children, no, it's my parents calling. The hukam is end your nafal salah, you can't end your discussion, which is camping and fishing. And Juraij was in Salah. And his mother said, Juraij. Okay, he's in Salah. Ay ijtama alayya ijabatu ummi wa itmamu salati. What must I do? Hafiz ibn Hajar said, in his thoughts he said all this, of course. It's a whole write-up there in Rasul al-Mu'allim wa asalibuhu fi ta'aleem. The next day his mother came. Juraij, and he's in Salah. Subhanallah, how lucky. Again, nothing. Third day the mother came. Juraij. She's a mother. She's calling. She's old. Allahumma inna hadha Juraij ibni wa inni kallamtuhu fa aba an yukallimani. Allahumma la tumithu hatta turiyahu wujuh al mumisat. Allah, this is my son Juraij. Unhe boomo parunj pan ye jawab nahi aap to mane ek waqt bulao be waqt oye maru dil bhi duke mara Allah maru dil duke Allah. Allah, I called him once, he's not listening. Allah, I called him twice, he's not listening. I've seen people with my own eyes because of what they said to their parents, how life came crumbling on them. There's a man who used to invite me for talks. What an empire Allah had given him. And Allah knows best. These were his own words. Everything crumbled. And he says, Maulana, I look into my life. I know during my heydays, I had snubbed my mother. I had snubbed. Mind busy, not now. I'll tell you later. And I know these words have come back to bite me. Allah can take what he gave you faster than what you got it. Allah can take what he gave you faster than what you got. Health, wealth, prominence, fame, anything. We all on borrowed time. We all need to walk cautiously. Allah, don't let the son of mine, Juraij, die till he doesn't see the sight of immoral, unchaste woman. In days written there in the narration that this was her kindness. Low da'a and yuftan lafutin. If she had to say, Allah, don't let him die till he don't make zina, he wouldn't have died without zina. There was a woman who was known for immorality. So she came and she started displaying herself. But Juraij resisted. He was pious, so he didn't succumb. Then she gave access to another person who used to frequent that monastery. And from that a child was conceived. And she told everybody that Juraij, this worshipper, that's the father. So people didn't ask anything and they demolished his entire monastery. They put him on the back of a conveyance and they started touring him around the town. Mura'in tukhadi'un nasa bi'amalik. Mura'in tukhadi'un nasa. Liar, imposter, trying to deceive people. Falamma marru bayta. Falamma marru nahwa bayti zawani. Tabassam wadahik. Street to street, he just has the test. Yalla does the test, holding himself.
Then he came into the street and the area where this immorality, promiscuity, adultery was taking place. An immoral woman came out and people started observing his facial expressions were changing very rapidly and drastically. There was a frown, there was a scowl, there was a chuckle, there was a tear, there was different expressions. So they asked him, "What's this?" He said, "My mom is in her qabr, but today her curse is staring me in my eyes." The Arabic poet said, نَدْعُ الْإِلَهَ عِنْدَ كُلِّ كَرْبٍ ثُمَّ نَنْسَاهُ عِنْدَ كَشْفِ الْكُرُوبِ كَيْفَ نَرُجُو إِجَابَةً لِدُعَاءٍ قَدْ صَدَدْنَا طَرِيقَهَا بِالذُّنُوبِ. We keep on asking Allah when things are tough and when things settle down, we forget Allah. How long are you going to expect your du'as to be accepted when you've blocked the acceptance by hurting people? May Allah grant us the tawfiq to bring happiness to people and not to hurt anyone. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu abduka wa nabiyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min kulli sharrin masta'adhaka minhu abduka wa nabiyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Antal musta'an wa alayka al-balag wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-ali العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.
إن شاء الله. إن شاء الله. Just a reminder. إن شاء الله there will be two programs conducted tomorrow. The first being the ladies program at the LISEF Boys Hall at 2 p.m. and the other program being the youth program, which will take place here at Jami Masjid after Maghrib Salah. Jazakumullah khair.